Hi, I'm Jeff Alp in the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 712 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, this scenario happens all the time. Someone interviews for a job, they go on the web, and they see it's been reposted. You know, reposted. And suddenly they wonder, have I been rejected? Or they just beat themselves up after seeing the job is down. Suddenly they see it's back up and wonder what's going on. So this time I answer the question of why this might be going on. Hope you find it helpful. I hope you give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And by the way, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Now, let's get going. The question for today is, well, I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm interviewing for a job and just saw that it's been reposted by the company. Does that mean I don't have a chance for getting the job? So again, this person is interviewing for a job and has seen that it's been reposted. Does this mean they're out of contention? Have they been rejected? Do they have no chance? The answer is no. Let me kind of walk through the mechanics of how firms conduct themselves. And there always are exceptions to this, but this is the rule in almost all cases. Some firms have their job postings on auto repost. That is, a site, I'll use the ladders as an example, may have a position, you can set it up so that if you have not taken the position down, it will be reposted and thus refreshed to the top of the list after a certain number of days. Many sites offer that feature to employers, and they take it gladly because if the job is still open, they don't have to waste time reposting it. So that's option number one. Option number two is, of course, you have been rejected and you did a crappy job in your interview and they're not interested. But the likelihood is that number three is they're going to keep running that ad until such time as they have an offer extended and accepted and the person has started. A lot of firms, most firms conduct themselves that way because they've been burned many times by people who say yes to offers and don't start. They've been burned by job hunters who lead them on. See, you know, as much as people complain about employers, there are a lot of job hunters that create the conditions that everyone lives under. So what's most likely is option number one, auto reposting, and number three, that they're going to keep running that ad until someone starts the position. They'll tell you if you've been rejected. They won't contact you for weeks. Or if they do contact you, you get the kiss of death letter. You know, thank you so much for applying for this position is often the way it starts off. And then it gets worse from there. So, you know, keep your head up. Don't sweat it. And keep on plugging. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.